This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The South Florida Science Museum in West Palm Beach was built in 1961 and has not had a significant makeover since then. All that is changing this summer with a complete renovation, a new name, the South Florida Science Center and Aquarium, and the addition of several new permanent exhibitions. President Lou Crampton talks about some of the changes we can look forward to.
We have a number of wonderful things that are a part of this museum. We'll have a new outdoor section. We're going to refurbish a lot of our existing exhibits that so many people have come to know and love over the years. We'll have a brand new traveling exhibit hall, which will allow us to bring in some of the top traveling exhibits like Harry Potter Science or Titanic or Savage Ancient Seas. That's all about fish with big teeth. There's a lot going on here, but perhaps the jewel in the diadem of the South Florida Science Museum is our aquarium. Our aquarium is about 4,000 square feet in area, which makes it the largest freshwater aquarium between Miami and Orlando. The aquarium alone, that is the tank area, is about 1,500 or 1,900 square feet, which is about the size of a regulation NBA basketball court. A total of 8,000 gallons of water will be going into this tank, and the tanks themselves will be either glass or acrylic, and the opening of our aquarium will be featured on the National Geographic Wild Channel on the show called Fish Tank Kings. This aquarium is going to be definitely a major attraction, not only at the museum, but throughout all of South Florida. Science on the Sphere is a real-time or historical time projection of Earth science data on a 6-foot globe. You want to know where the monarch butterfly goes when it migrates? Push a button. You want to see how the Earth migrated out into its various component parts when before it was just a single landmass called Pangaea? Push a button to see that. If you want to see Jupiter in all its glory and all its anger, press a button. If you want to see the tsunami as it occurred out in Southeast Asia, push a button.
The South Florida Science Center and Aquarium has its official debut on June 7th and will offer free admission. For more information on the Science Center, visit sfsm.org. To hear my series on the countdown to the new facility, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and follow me on Twitter, @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.